Would you like to tell us a little bit more about the young people that you worked with in this area, either at the Ikes or in the camps, summer camps? No, you don't have to, but some of the work.
You really can't remember a lot of those things.
But how many years were you?
I'm a cop in camp, 20 years at the IRA cop, and 42 years. But I, at that time, I was president of the amateur athletic union, so I could make some money. I was sending my son to college, and I didn't get a scholarship. I didn't want to even look at it. He's a big one.
During your years in this area, what kind of social life did you have with your own family? What did you participate in? What was there available to you here?
Concerts.
Well,
I was too doggone busy up here. I used to work. My hours were from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10 at night.
No time for.
I had no time. My wife, she's a secretary at DASA. She's out plays 3-4 times a week, bridge. And she's very much interested in our Jewish people, especially the DASA. She's crazy.
The family vacations, where did you take your family?
Well, we used to go to Lake City for 2 weeks. We used to go to various places. And we used to go to St. Louis 2 or 3 times. Because we were going down there again about 2 or 3 weeks. And my grandchildren, one of them's a grandiose. One of them's younger. She's just finishing high school. Grandson is married. He's going to Harvard. He's going to study law. At the present time, he's a school teacher in Chicago. I've been talking to him about law for a long time. And he's going to study law. He writes articles for the magazine, Chicago. I forget the name of the magazine, and they pay him.
Very good. Your hobbies. What hobbies outside of
Well, at the present time, the only hobby I've got is this. I don't really call this a hobby.
I mean, in your, earlier years.
Well, athletics.
Athletics were your hobbies. You were.
And the fight anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm. To fight.
You see, at the time when they had the Olympics in Germany, I was the executive director of the anti-German Olympics. I lost all faith in religion because those 3 million Jews were killed, and I was fighting anti-Semitism. See, when I was younger, you'd look at me, you'd say, I wish I had that picture of wherever. Nobody knew I was Jewish, but they asked me, okay. But every time I told them I was Jewish, I was out. Me, I organized a lot of things in the war. Little League, Pony League Baseball, I organized that as commander of the Legion Post up here, our Squirrel Hill Legion Post.
These were what years? In the 30s and the 40s?
Well, the Legion Post was in the 50s. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that. And the Little League thing, which is big now, they don't even know who organized it. In fact, they don't know that I gave the Irene Kaufman, it was me that gave the Irene Kaufman Center the Squirrel Hill Boys Club. See, it was just for boys. It got so big and so powerful, we couldn't raise enough money to operate. With all organizations I had,
And you started that.
I started that there, and then turned it over to them. They have a meeting and they talk about, a fellow was telling me, I didn't even know you knew anything about the IRE conference. They don't even know that I was down there.
Siggy, I wanted to ask you, like, the contrast between the neighborhoods as they are now and as they were.
Well, they were much, much pleasanter and better years ago than they are at the present.
But economically.
Economically, they see certain sections, you see. You turn around and take a lot of these fellows who didn't even have bread to eat. We're millionaires. And we can't even get a contribution from them. I walk up the street, they walk across the street because we depend upon, we rob us in fact. They give us $300. Elsie Hillman gives us $1,000 to $500 a year. Katz Foundation gives us some money. And we operate on a very $2,000 a year budget. Nobody gets paid.
You're talking about the group that you're heading now, Service for the Elderly. All right. Now, the organizations. What organizations? Well, the community involvement you just told us about, all these.
The ones that I belong to?
Yes.
I belong to the Zionist organization. I belong to the Masonic Order. I forget the name of it all the time. Solomon Lodge. That's a combination lodge, half Jews and half Gentiles. They get along wonderful. Square Hill Board of Trade. Now I'm pushing all my help to the Squirrel Hill Elderly Service, so we've got a charter.
Yeah, I'll get to that. There's a lot there I want to ask you. Your impact in politics. Now, as an alderman, were you involved in any other city politics with mayors?
I was involved with some of the senators like Schweiker and Scott. I was always for them. Dave Lawrence, he would do anything in the world for me because he lived a block away from me when I was a kid. There's nothing he wouldn't give me. He offered me jobs. He offered me jobs I wouldn't take.
But you decided you wanted to help the young people here?
Well, that's what I do. Now I'm helping the elderly. I'm away from the young because they seem to get more help than the elderly. They forgot the young.
Okay. During the war, when did you go to France when you told us you were?
I went there in 1918. Only in there 9 months.
9 months. I asked you about the Depression years. During the Prohibition years, do you remember them here?
Yes, I do.
How was it affected here? Was there?
We had an awful lot of Jews in the I got a couple of them. I had some powerful friends, in those days. Gentiles. See, the Jews weren't interested too much in politics.
Okay.
You got the best politician in the world living right in this ward here. Phil Baskin. There's a guy who should be the mayor, he should be the governor. He's the best. And he and I fell out. I got a lot of admiration. I went to Flaherty and he was for that Italian club. I'm a jury.
Okay. Your business and your professional life, your business and your professional life has always been in the community affair working community.
With exception of the Tri-State Athletic Council. See, Governor Rhodes, and he was the president of the Amateur Athletic Union of the United States. He was very much interested in Eisenhower at that time was the president. He did an awful lot for me. He's the point different persons in charge of this and that. I had 16 fellows that got jobs, 8 of them were Jews and 8 of them were 7 were Gentile and colored.
I'd like to ask you about your the children, the way you were raised and the way you raised them.
Well, I only had one son, and I was so busy. The only time when he was a youngster, he went to Emma Kaufman camp. I was running the camp. He says to me, "Dad," he says, "don't tell anybody I'm here."
Son.
And they all knew it, though. See, in those days, the concerts didn't get paid. See, we were out there in Harmony. I was out there for 20 years in.
How do you feel about Pittsburgh's Jewish life now? Do you feel that the children have more, or the whole community, than they did in your time?
Well, children don't respect their elders. It won't help them a lot. See, because they come in here.
But you see more of that, but what about like synagogues? Don't you think they attend more now?
I don't think so. I don't think there's as many of them that attend. Of course, they've got more Jewish schools at the present time than they had when I was a kid, you know.
Yes.
And I don't know too much about religion. To be honest with you, I lost all faith. I got no use. There's only one rabbi that I ever respected. That was Rabbi Shapiro of the Pulizet. We honored him. Even we had the Charlie Sable Memorial Award. See, there's some of the people we honored. See, we operated for 20 years, and I called it off.
Tell me about your new venture now. With the elderly, give me
We have 1,851 members.
What is the name of the organization that you're in?
It's called the Squirrel Hill Elderly Service Association. We're chartered by the state of Pennsylvania. And the only thing we ask, I think I laid the thing over here. Oh, you're on. I just want to get this.
Tell us what you do for these elderly people here. What services you give?
We give them any possible service but murder. In the first place, we have 55 outlets where they get discounts. Shoe repairs, women's clothes, men's haircuts, hardware, accountants, home repairs, doctors, professionals, shoes, chiropractor, drugstores 3, cleaners 2, men's clothes, auto repairs, foot doctor, men and women's shoes, furniture, eye doctors, 3M.
All right. What about medical care? Are you involved in that for the elderly?
Yeah, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These doctors take them and they give them a discount. They can't pay to get them.
Oh, I see.
Best one of them all is Norman Comer.
Oh, yes.
Up here. I was given a prize. I'd give it to him and I'd give it to Dr. Arnheim instead. Mm-hmm.
They help a great deal.
We give them each a sheet. See, if they come in here, the elderly, I take their name, their address, show your Medicare card. I explain to them what we'll do for them. We have an attorney, one of the finest in the country, Mars Baruch. He's here every Saturday at 9:00. And then they go in that room there and they tell whatever their problems are, he takes care of. 3. Then we try to get them, we started on that subsidy Social Security.
Subsidy Social Security. What is that?
Well, these people that get about $120 if they're by themselves. They push it up to $146. If it's a couple, it goes up to $219. If you're single, widowed, or married, or living alone, and you're unearned income from Social Security, retirement, civil service, so forth, is less than $166. They can take care of it. Now we got, as I told you before, we got about 200 that get maybe qualified for food stamps. We got a person down there that takes care of them. The only way I find out, I've already sent maybe 300. Well, all I got back, that they told me, was 100.
They're proud.
Well, they get these three sheets, they get that book, and that book is a state book that tells them the things they can get. You keep that anyhow.
All right.
I'll give you three of these. Anything we can do, we'll do.
They can come to you for any help or advice. Where are you different than some of the other organizations who are supposed to?
Well, you turn around, you take the ambulance. You've got that Jackie on the one. She don't like me, but she's doing a marvelous job. Then at Gerson Silk, down at IKC, he does a good job. See, I don't go to any of these places. Then I have an extra activity. Women are invited every Monday, an exercise class. They come in there and they get what you call circulation tension exercises. And they're crazy. Same, there's about 40 enter. There's always 17 to 25 that come up. They never miss.
That's a very good thing for the elderly.
They come up. They're all men. Women don't come up. Mm-hmm. And then we have Harry Kamen. You look at that card that I gave you. Harry Kamen's the advisor. Elsie Hillman's a coordinator. Mm-hmm. And we got a banker here who's done so much for these old people when they come in and they want to know about finances. And he explains them. Anything we can do. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is.
They advise them on every phase of any problem.
Yeah, see, we don't have enough money. I get a girl who's in there once a week. Does some typing. She's sick, she had a cold. I had to type up this thing here, but she couldn't come in. I figured, well, that would give you an idea why we started this LED. Mm-hmm. My son is the one who talked me into it. In fact, he wanted to pay for it. He offered me money, and I wouldn't take it. I told him, look, you're down in St. Louis.
Would you like to ask a question? When you view your accomplishments, success, and I'm sure not many failures, how do you relate to your life?
I really enjoy it. What am I going to do? I'm retired. I've been through everything that a man could be through in life. I don't care what it is. So I always was interested in yelling because
what other information would you like to add? Anything you want to tell me about? Anything?
Well, I just want to give you an idea of this. See, this was a, I don't know whether you want the background information on the Elderly Service Association. You want this? I mean,
we'll add that in.
That's too much.
It's so long.
Unless you want that, and then when we organized and what we were doing for the people.
I know that you were organized on January 1st, 1974.
That's right.
And your office at 5808 Forbes Avenue.
I'm going to put another activity beside that job, part-time jobs.
Part-time jobs, is that what you get them?
Bill Stark, president of this organization.
He's looking.
We consulted with him. I didn't want to go into it unless he okayed it, because he's been doing this for years. He's got quite a number of persons' jobs. So there's a lot of these people that know they come up there. You know, I've got a $200 fund. I use. You know, the Social Security comes on a third of the month. They're broke. They need some bread. They need some butter. They need some milk. And I take that out of the $200 fund. And we buy that. I get downstairs at Isley's. They give me a break. Buy a loaf of bread. Buy a gallon of milk. Buy butter. Even one of them surprised me one time. She brought some ham. I looked at her. She brought ham.
So you've been kept busy all these years in one phase of humanitarian work or another.
What am I doing?
Yeah. I think I read where you were honored one year. I want to tell us a little bit about that. I have the... In 19... Is there anything that more that you would like to do?
Well, the thing that we wanted originally was to get a place, a bigger place, you see, where we could, where we could have a place where they could come in. You see, you turn around and you take the Anthem House. They got mostly women to tell you about. Most of them. She's doing a wonderful job. I mean, she doesn't like the Anthem stuff. I don't know why. You know, I'll tell you the reason why we don't put that on the thing. At the present time, all we have in this ward for the elderly is one apartment. That's that one below the bar, 69 units. Now they want to put one over here. They want to put one up on, we may get one on Regan Street. We hope. Mary Kay is very much interested in putting a big apartment. We need home for the elderly. There's close to 500. You'd be surprised how many of them come up to me and say to me, we've got to have a place to live. We can't afford it. These landlords every month they raise their rent. They can't afford it.
What can we do with Forward and Shady? It's boarded up and lying there empty. What is happening?
Nobody knows. I think they had the wrong organization. I don't know, committee.
Can you continue to work for that and help?
Yeah, we're trying to get our own. We want to get one up. If we get that one up at Beacon Street, Harry Games, it'll be for 100. What are we going to do with those other 400 or 500? When you turn around and you look in different areas all over the city of Pittsburgh, who's got most of the houses? All right, thank God they're getting something. See, they're entitled to it. Isn't our poor Jews entitled to it too?
Well, we have to have more places. Maybe that's what you can continue to do for them.
See, then the rents are high and squirrel. Where are the people going to live? Here, we have Jews living on 14th floor at Squirrel Hill, they call it. Squirrel Hill, Oakland, Eastmont, and up in East End. I started to take some of these older people in from East End into our memberships to give them a break. I got a few from Oakland. I tell them, come on up, tickle to death, because I've got some stores in Oakland who get this stuff. See?
So your hopes are that they will be able to build housing is the greatest need.
Well, that's the bigger. You know that. You're in that business.
I know, but...
You're in that business. You're Beacon Street, across the street, where the...
All right. If there's anything else you'd like to add, it's been...
I thought maybe you'd like the background information. It's an awful lot here.
To add. We're going to add that to our notes. Thank you, Ziggy, for your information and for all the things that you've done for us in the community. And your name has been associated with so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to do.
You will do anything. You will
Thank you.
Do anything. Anytime you need me for anything, I mean, somebody wants something they can't get, remember.
All right.
All you gotta do is send them up.